ಇದು ಭಾರಿ ಮಿದಾನ ಜಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯು ಜತ್ತಿ ಸದ್ಗೋಮಿಷ ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಜತೋ ಅನ್ವಯಾದಿತರತ ಅರ್ಥೇಶ್ವರಿಗ್ ಸ್ವರಾತ್ ತೇನೆ ಬಂ ಹೃದಯ ಜಯಾದಿ ಕವೈ ಉಜ್ಜಂತಿ ಯತ್ ಸೂರಯ ತೇಜೋ ಭಾರಿ ಮದಾಂ ಜಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯು ಜತ್ತಿ ಸದ್ಗೋ ಅಂಶ ಧಾಮ್ನ ಶ್ರೀನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ ರೀತೇತ್ಥಂ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರತೀಯೇತ ನೋ ಪ್ರತೀಯೇತ ಚಾತ್ಮನಿ ತದ್ವಿದ್ಯಾದಾತ್ಮನೋ ಮಾಯಾಂ ಯಥಾ ಭಾಸು ಯಥಾ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಅರ್ಥಂ ರೀತಿಯೇ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರತೀಯೇತ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಟ್ರಿಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅರ್ಥಂ ರೀತಿ ಅರ್ಥ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅರ್ಥ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ purpose of the highest. He is making lila with some object. The object of every movement is known to him, but with our local interest we ascribe some meaning to the universal movement, and that is maya. Selfish or provincial or local interest produces some meaning or ascribes some meaning in the eternal movement. That is not true. So that is maya. But everything in consideration of the universal utility, everything is all right. Sarvashakti lila. Lila and maya. Lila, everything is contributing to the satisfaction of the highest center. That is lila. And if we conceive that lila to our own interest, local interest, oh, it is for to serve this purpose of mine, and that is maya. So all local interest conceiver, thinker, they think that these things, they read the nature in their own interest, and the reading of that things in the natural events, that is all maya. Artham rite jat pratiyeta, the conception that we feel, the perception that we feel, which has got no corresponding relation with the universal movement. According to our own interest, we read our environment and we give opinion, we write history, all these things. According to our own whim, we go on writing history. History also may be misused. Historians, in their own favor, they make the record. Historians. So the universal movement is going on, eternal flow, and according to our own suitable illusory purpose, we go to read and we record, and that is all maya. I told him that I can't understand their intonation, and also I am not very liking to mix with them.
No.
So you will spend money, but I won't be able to show any amount of work. And if you order, I must go. But
now you can't avoid.
I tell to you.
They're coming to you now, Maharaj.
Yeah?
They're coming to you.
So
you can't avoid.
Yeah, by his will, they're coming. But that is still remaining, that is hard of hearing. The heart to catch the proper pronunciation, intonation, a defect in me. Once a ludicrous position. Bon Maharaj took one gentleman, a European gentleman, and introduced me, and saying so much, he is a philosopher, he is a sadhu, this, that. And he also talking with me, but I can't understand a single word. I am smiling, and Bon Maharaj is enraged. He has come, he is saying so much thing to you, and you wish to be the same one. Then, and how he went away, then I told to Maharaj, even a single word I could not catch. What can I do on this smiling face? Nothing I had to do, because I could not understand, could not fault. What I can do? I may forgive him. Such is my Gaudhari.
Foreign devotees to follow your high level of presentation. It's very difficult.
But generally, I mix with Western philosophy. When I say anything, represent anything, I try to mix with Western philosophers. And that just garment I try to deliver. Both Eastern and Western combine my understanding and delivery. Both Eastern and Western philosophy combine. Rupa's was that type. And I could catch something and assimilate. Assimilation is of that type. East-West mixed. Hare Krishna. And I read newspaper. some ordinary person. Von Maharaj also, in the beginning, had objection. Then after coming, from London, he told, I have taken two things from him. One, newspaper reading. When I was Madras, I used to see newspapers up to date. That our delivery, our preaching must be up to date, living, not dead. So, the newspapers is necessary to survey what is the wave of the present time. Van Maharaj did not like it in the beginning, but after returning from London, he said, yes, I have appreciated you. One thing, another also, something. He used to disturb the behavior, very cruel behavior to the rickshawala, to the changawala, all these things. I gave objection. Oh, you want to be a moral, not the interest of Krishna, but you want to be more moral than a devotee of Krishna. I don't know that if you do all this, the quarrel with the, in this small matter, the propagation will be disturbed. The local people will think that these people have come and they are so mean-minded, quarreling for 2 annas, 3 annas, 1 rupee, 6 rupees. This will be against our propaganda work. And Van Maharaj told, I have taken that idea from you also now. And what I wanted to and Madhav Maharaj one day told that Sridhar Maharaj's reading of newspaper is not less than the reading of the Vedas. Because he can utilize anything and everything for the religious purpose. He collects news from here and there, and he utilized that in his speech, for the purpose of preaching. So his view is always to collect materials to make his lecture, his preaching, and living up to that. For that purpose, not otherwise. He does not read newspaper for any other purpose, but only prayer and I am saying sleeping.
There was an article in the paper on perhaps Sunday, and in that article it was about Santa Fe in America, ISKCON. There, Rameswar Maharaj is engaged in some very, because they had lost the court case. He was charged by another person for brainwashing the daughter of this gentleman.
Hmm?
Was charged with brainwashing the
India.
Daughter. No, in Santa Fe, America, California.
In California?
Yes.
For brainwashing?
Yes.
Of a daughter?
Of another gentleman.
Of another gentleman.
Yeah, one.
And
one
he has taken a case to the court.
Yes.
Rameswar Maharaj has.
Yes, and Rameswar has lost the case. And in the article it said that the International Society was going to be sued $32 million.
For trying to wash her daughter's brain.
Krishna consciousness.
But is he successful to wash?
I don't think so.
Perhaps I'm successful.
I don't know about that part. I don't think so.
Otherwise the daughter would stand witness.
Yes.
She would have stand in the witness box.
She would be against.
Yeah. No, I am benefited.
Yeah.
This crazy father and the mother, they are enemy to me. Now I find ground under my foot. And they are all crowing on the mortal inundation.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that in England? Did you read that in England? No?
And in Bengali?
And the other day, we heard that Jyotirtha Maharaj is going to bring to the notice of the government certain facts that will affect ISKCON very greatly.
That's foolishness.
Eh?
Yes.
He knows something.
And
he's
thinking of exposing it. He's thinking of exposing.
Exposing the ISKCON.
Yes.
Who told this?
In one booklet, that little booklet
he
wrote like that. There are many things that I know about ISKCON, and in the future I shall expose them.
Expose them, and then there was one lady, a French lady, who was put into the fire. What is that name?
French lady.
French lady. Who was put into fire for her
Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc, yes. When she went to see the Queen, perhaps, interview with the Queen, then the Queen is giving hints that you have come so bold, you have come to me, but you may be put, caught and put into capital punishment, perhaps. Then he was very much overjoyed. Martyr, this will be my fortune. Is it waiting for my happy that I can be a martyr? Yes, yes. Very much with my face and the bright face he came out. Martyr, no. Is it possible? Then I shall be the most happy if martyrdom is on my feet. That's overjoyed. So the Rameswar Maharaj makes it.
That's a lot of money.
The Krishna is taking so much from me. All right. I am ready. I have done something wrong. These undesirable things are coming to attack me. Yat me kriti yadi na siddhati putra dosa. I am trying my best to still this sort of disturbance. There must have been some defect in my action, in my devotion. Hare Krishna. This case is in America, where? What zone?
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe is not far from San Jose.
Not far.
It's close by San Jose, Santa Fe. It's close by.
Close by. Any possibility. Not fixed. Any possibility. Welcome. Infinite possibility. Anything may come by His will. And if I want something, that will be my kamana, and I will be frustrated. Ma phaleshu kadachana. Only do your duty. Your whole concentration to discharge of your duty. And other things live in the infinite, with the infinite. That is the living in Vaikuntha. Anything may come. So, with this expectation, if you move, you know, frustration. You are already prepared to face any eventuality. It is His will, and it is all for the best. It is all for the best. This is Vaikuntha. To live in the atmosphere of all for the best. Tattenu kampan susamikkhana. Without any grudge, being happy, to live happily in the all but the best. Everything flowing according to the auspicious and divine will of Narayana, of Krishna. I am there. I am living in His kingdom. He is seeing everything. Nothing is missing. Seeing everything. And that is apatihata. Ahituki apatihata. Causeless and irresistible. I am living in that atmosphere. So, no anxiety for me. Bhakti, the flow, the original flow, the fundamental flow of the world is of this type. It is a causeless. Nothing can change it. It is going on its own way. And it can never be opposed. I must live there in that atmosphere, quite free, quite no anxiety for us. That is the highest position to be realized. But yoga maya, to enhance this stagnant position, he also designs in many ways. So many things. Ahiri vagati prema. Svabhava kutida bhavit. There is designing, and there is jealousy, so many things for the service of Krishna. And that is it. In Krishna conception of Godhead. The whole anomaly is harmonized. What we think to be the intolerable or unacceptable anomaly, that is also harmonized in that Krishna lila of autocracy. And that is sweet. Sweet. Adjusted. The chili may be put into the tongue of the boy, and he will feel very uneasy. But if that chili or ginger, that bitterness, bitterness or pungent, what is it? If it is harmonized with some sugar and any other things as CP plus, sabbat, then that is testable. Which is ordinary, not testable. In the mixture, that may be tested. So, Krishna Lila can give harmony to everything. Krishna Lila. The competition, jealousy, party maintaining, party selfishness is there. Is there. To enhance the pleasure of Krishna. And it is giving, joy giving. happiness is increased thereby. Sacrifice is to such a degree that can accommodate that thing. We generally not tasteful, that may be tasteful when it is mixed with some other thing. This truly, the stealing, Krishna stealing is beautiful. Beautiful. His beating is beautiful. All beauty. All beauty. Harmony means to make sweet things of different nature. That is harmony. Not one and same sterilized, but different things organized in a particular way to give a special value of it. That is harmony. So all things which is very blameable in this world, that is also harmonized with Krishna conception of God. What we think to be eliminated totally, but nothing eliminated, all comprehensive. If it is for him, the one enjoyer, the principle is that one enjoyer, he is sweet with, nothing to say, he is sweet with. And we are already prepared to be a sacrifice of his sweet with, we are ready. And thereby we feel a peculiar type of ecstasy within us, such adjustment. If we can be such a thorough adjustment with the autocracy, we are above all sorts of pain. There is a plane of such type. It is possible. You see, a boy is taking something, stealing. A man, he would feel much disturbed. Oh, the boy is taking, stealing. Then he already has prepared his mind. A boy, this is boyish characteristic. He may take a fruit or anything, that does not matter. If he already prepared, that stealing is not causing any much pain in his heart. He's already prepared. So if everyone is prepared already for the highest sacrifice to the autocrat, then nothing can even produce any pain in him. That another side. Already prepared. And thereby he becomes the owner of his ocean of joy. There is two sides, one negative, another positive. Negative, what I told before, that is, we may neglect. This is a very negligible thing. And the positive is satisfaction of the highest, my Lord. That is the positive side. The gopis have the self-forgetfulness. The feed dust, Narad tried his best to collect some feed dust of a devotee. He failed. But when he was advised by Krishna, try in Vrindavan. Narad came, and there is competition. We do not know who is a real devotee. Oh, give your feet dust, and take this, take mine. We don't know. Narad was astounded. What do you do? Don't you know that Krishna's, your feet dust to Krishna's head? What is the reaction? Yes, Vrinda. No, it is there. The eternal help, maybe like something like that. But we don't care a thing for that. We want only his temporary satisfaction of his wish. It may be done. We do not care for that. We do not think of our own personal ambition or aspiration. We don't care for that. But you say it is necessary and if possible, a little contribution for that is all for us. This little slightest satisfaction of it in him, that is everything in us. We do not know anything else, no other alternative is in our brain. So that Uddhava had to announce that great saying in Bhagavatam. What I saw that is simply astounding. This sort of love divine I have never experienced anywhere. What I saw here. This is so noble and so hard. There is a saying that to lie on a torn sheet, a bedding, and to see the dream of lakhs of crores of rupees. A poor man lying on a torn bed and dreaming, oh, I am a master of crores of rupees. So, to us, it is like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh. Yatha Yatha Gaudhapadara Vinge Kriyeta Bhaktin Kita Punna Rahati Tatha Gathur Svatpati Siddha Kastrant Radha Padam Bhoja Sunam. But it is very easy, if we can take admission from Gauranga Lila and from Nityananda. From Nityananda to Sri Gauranga and from Gauranga, it is automatically God. So Nityananda recommended from door to door, anyhow, admit Sri Gauranga. You don't know what is going by your door. Accept Sri Gauranga. In the ages infinite, such offer never comes. What is come to your door, going away from your door, the grace of Gauranga. Please acquire something, expect, and you will see in future infinite that how you will be benefited. Take the name of Gauranga. Accept him, welcome him, and you will know in future what wealth and property it will bring for you. Don't dismiss me. Nittam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What sort of life he is offering to you from door to door? Try to realize. Try to realize. Yeah, what sort of, what high position will be open to you, you don't know. Gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold, hurry, gold. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Gold, hurry, gold. Nidhai, gold, hurry, gold. What's the time?
Natakuri.
Natakuri.
Yeah.
Great stuff. own tolerance, your investigation there. You a subject, a mean-minded, a less thinking, a subjective center. You will be able to know about that higher resources of the higher plane. It is impossible, a waste of energy. Waste of energy, that is really a subjective area. You are a subject of the less quality, you can be investigated in the lower plane. And that is the higher and higher, superior and superior plane. That can transmit news to you, and if you can receive, you must be open. You must be open always, without any suggestion. Only very earnest to receive what is coming to you. This attitude will always remain. As a receiving officer, an expert receiving officer, you what vibration is coming from higher. You can't create, you can't modify, you can't take in under law, nothing. It is all independent. First, the higher subjective characteristic, and then again he is autocrat. He is hopeless. How can it be possible to know him? He is autocrat. But why the necessity? It is sweetness. That is ecstasy. That is happiness. That is joy. So, I can't avoid. If I want my inner success, ambition fulfilled, then I can't avoid. My interest is there. My life's interest is there. So charming, so beautiful. Without that, I am vision like a desert. So I have got my full interest there, and he is of such higher type, I can't control. So knowledge has got no. So Mahatma's rule of all will give up the vanity that I shall know any, I can know anything and everything. That vanity he should leave away. Such a great Mahatma is very, very rarely to be had. Again, begin knowing so much, again he will begin with ABC. This is nothing. Again with ABC. New ABC. Mahatma's rule of all, to come out from that the mountain peak of the vanity, come down again for ABC, that person is very rarely found. They can't like to come down from the peak of the mountain. So, what I have realized, I am a part and a parcel of the higher subjective existence. But again, further subjective existence continued in the deeper area than men of care. What to say? Well, justice is everything, the most highest conception we can ever think, justice. Beyond justice, nothing possible. We can't admit. Justice must be the highest thing. Justice. With no justice, we can't. Rationally, we can't admit that there may be something above justice. It is very hard to cross the that Hindenburg line. Do you know about Hindenburg line?
Hindenburg
line. In the first great war, during the first great war, Hindenburg, the one German general, he constructed a protection line against Russia. Began to fight on the western side, and the eastern side he produced some barrier. And when the Russians went to cross, they used to have great difficulties. Mm-hmm. Once he did in such a way that he is coming back, Russians are with all the encouragement coming forward, then suddenly found that that Sarasi, they are surrounded, 20,000 of the Russian soldiers. At the time of Tsar, that time, they are surrounded by in the marshy ground land. After 20,000 soldiers, they found that they are in a marshy land and they are surrounded there. So they had much fear of Hindenburg line. Mm-hmm. None can cross. And the Maginot line, at last, in the French, after the war finished, the Maginot line was constructed in the French side. That was also very difficult for Hitler to break that line, Maginot line. The tank cannot go. So many small pyramids. The line, with small pyramids, the tank cannot go. So every pyramid had to be broken before the tank would fall.
Thank you, Goswami.
When I am this body, I am this mind, I am this intelligence which is used in this world, so higher things, higher realization, then I am soul which never died, immortal soul, I am there. Ooh, I am monarch now. No further progress is necessary. Atmaram. Then he becomes Atmaram. But very rarely, some of Atmaram, they anyhow have some connection with the upper house. Shanak Sanatan, Rayanam Nayo Rayan Nivetta Vidhi Tata, Nasgun Nast, Ataman Krishna Gunanu Katani Hari. Very rarely found Shanak Sanatan, etc., few that being the position that we are Atma, they find some connection with higher existence. Higher existence. And some connection, some attraction they feel. Very rarely. Atma Ramashtya Munayo Nirgantaya Purukrame Kudbantahi Tukhiyo. What is this? They do not need anything, nothing. They are full in himself. I am the highest thing, Atma. A peculiar position. No mortality, no abhav, that is it.
Shortage.
Abhati.
Shortage. Shortage.
Full shortage, full in itself, the highest position we have attained. Mostly they are satisfied with that position. But very few exceptions we find amongst them that they try to get, they feel attraction for something else. From this basis, some come to understand that there must be something else in the higher realm. And that is the position of Narayana. He is not this side, Saptaguna. He is Nirguna. Here he is because sustenance. Sustenance is the quality of Narayana. Creation Brahma. Sustenance Narayana. And destruction Shiva. But here the creation and the destruction in the middle, that sustenance is everywhere. Creation, Rajo, and destruction, Tamo. And Sattva means sustenance, maintenance. So in the creation and destruction, the maintenance, sustenance, that comes from Narayana. But there is a world where no creation, no destruction, all sustenance, they cannot discover. Very few, they are come anyhow in connection with the world of pure sustenance, no, independent of creation and destruction. They don't know. They find themselves to be a particle of that type, Atma. But there is final existence of that type of sustenance they can't realize. So very few have found some attraction, food. Sometimes the Chatushana went to give a gentleman visit to Vaikuntha Narayana, not knowing fully well that he is our master all in all. As a friendly, superior personality, a gentleman's visit, and they want to be given and find some sort of peace. But suddenly one day they found that the very self of Tulasi, which was which had a touch of the holy foot of Nara Divine Narayana, after coming through the nostrils, produced some great commotion in him. What is this? Simple thing, Tulasi, who was placed into the Jasya Aravinda Nayanasya, Pada Aravinda Kinjal Kamishra Tulasi Makadanda Vayu, Antar Gata Savidya Vena Chakara Pisa, Vikho Vashindu, Okkhara Yusama Pichitra Tam, Okkhara Yusama. Their position is on the eternal plane, the fifth. We are on the eternal plane, not Khara vulnerable plane, but normal plane. But what is this? That a particular sense has come through the nostrils and creating disturbance in the whole structure. Hankering for some superior thing. What is this? Sankhobhang, a great commotion within the heart. What is this? Superior quality? Disturbing my normal position? Disturbing the equilibrium of my heart? And the creation and attraction for this thing? That is Chatushat. And Sukadeva says, Parinishthita Vinarguna, Uttama Slokali Daya Grihita Cheta Rajasri Akhanam Yato Gitavam. I was fooling myself. Nothing necessary for me. I found I was living an independent life. But a sort of particular lila, a pattern.